shall begin. Would you take this for me? Thank you. All right. So today, we've been dealing with the four W's. Do you remember what they are? What are the four W's that we've been talking about since the beginning of September? The Word, worship, okay. And so today, we're going to move on to warfare. Now you think, warfare? What's that got to do with us? Well, before we actually deal with warfare, we're going to deal with prayer, which is part of warfare. And so there are different forms of prayer, and as you will see in 1 Timothy 2:1, it says the following: "Most of all, I'm writing to encourage you to pray with gratitude to God. Pray for all men with all forms of prayers and requests as you intercede with intense passion." So in the coming weeks, we are going to deal with as many forms of prayer as possible. Okay? But before we do that, I just wanted to tell you a little story about a man who was asking for prayer. So a man asked a priest for God's help with his hearing. And so the priest says, "Of course, I will give you God's blessing, my child." You know, he's a father, he's a priest. And so he puts his hands on the ears of the man, and he gives him God's blessing. And then he takes his hands off, and he says, "Is your hearing okay now?" And the man looks at him a little bit perplexed. He says, "It beats me. It's not until next week." That was a bad joke, wasn't it? Okay. All right. I just thought you would. I think my wife has something to say.
Do I?
I don't know. Are you up here for something? Oh, yeah, I know why. I know why she's up here. I couldn't remember why she was up here. That's because I was going to pray first. See, I have to pray before I remember things, right? All right. I need prayer, don't I? See, that's why you have that little handout back there, because I need prayer. Okay, as well as the elders, but me more so. All right, let's pray. All right, I'm going to pray out of Psalms 91. Father, I just thank you that you allow us to live in the shelter of the Most High, that we can dwell there and that we can find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And your word says that as I dwell in the shadow of the Almighty and find my rest, I can declare back to you that you alone are my refuge. You alone are my place of safety, and that you alone are my God, and that I can trust you. Father, you've declared in your word that says he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. So, Father, this morning, I thank you that you've given us promises that are faithful to us because they protect us as an armor. Lord, you said that we can come to you in Psalms 92. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. Father, I thank you that we can give thanks to you this morning, that we can sing your praises, and that we can proclaim your unfailing love in the morning. And right now, it's the morning time, right? And then in the evening time, we can proclaim back to you your faithfulness. You have been faithful to every single one of us in ways that we don't even understand. But Lord, that we would find what those are and that we would proclaim them back to you and saying, God, thank you for your faithfulness, even for the fact that I can breathe, that I can walk, that I can read, that I can see, that I can hear. Lord, you are faithful. You are faithful. And you are good. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, so Judy would like to share a little story with you.
I just want to share, this is a testimony, so it is true. I would like to share this with you.
Last Sunday, we heard the testimony about hearing and the hearing being healed. And afterwards, I was prayed for, and I've had hearing lost in my left ear. And so,
Mike, closer.
Closer to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Hearing loss, my left ear. And when I was getting prayed for, and the hand was right by my ear, the intense pain began, pressure like never before. And before the prayer, my ear wasn't hurting. There was no pressure. There was no pain. I just know there was hearing loss. Through the whole prayer, there was this pain, intense pain. And afterwards, we tested it, and I could hear out of my left ear. So I want to encourage you that if you have a need, that if you have something that is wrong, physical or emotional, and you want to get healed, the Lord hears our prayers. The Lord hears our needs, and he cares for everything that we go through.
Amen. Amen. Hand out that. Would you mind handing out the things? All right, Bonnie and Austin, they're going to hand out a piece of paper, a pen, and the handout for today. Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. So today, as we talk about prayer, we're going to deal with several things. But the one thing that I want to say to you is this: there are times that we often neglect to pray. You ever wonder about that? Do you neglect to pray? Or maybe you limit what you take to prayer. And so I think the reason that we often do this is because we feel that we can't hear God. Can anyone relate to that? Or am I the only one who sometimes feels like I can't, that God's not hearing me or I can't hear him? No one? I think some of you would agree with that, right? So, why do we feel this way? Why do we feel that we can't hear God? Huh? We're not listening? Okay, good response. Thank you, Mike. Anyone else?
We have our own agendas.
We have our own agendas.
Don't like what we hear.
We don't like what we hear. We don't make time. Can any of you relate to those four responses? Right? There's something going on, right, as far as whose agenda we're trying to hear or want to have evolved in our lives. So, all those responses deal with our approach. Right? They all deal with the approach that we have. So then how often is it that when you encounter a crisis, what is the first thing you do? You pray, right? Right? At least that's what you've been told to do. If you grew up in the church, right? The first thing you should do is pray. Well, what if I said to you, that shouldn't be the first thing you should do? How do you feel about that? Is that controversial? Is this wrong? Is this wrong? You should just pray, right? But I'm saying you shouldn't. What do you think about that? What's this guy talking about? Well, the reason I say that is because when we jump into prayer right away, we jump into it emotionally. All the things that are going through our mind, that our heart is just pounding, they come out in our prayers, right? So if my emotions guide my prayers versus the God's voice, what do you think the outcome's going to be? Not listening, right? Why? Because I'm doing all the talking, right? I can't shut up long enough to hear anything. All right, so then here's the end result. When we pray with our emotions, now I'm not saying that our emotions are bad to pray with, but if that's all I've got, what am I doing? I'm in danger of letting unbelief get inside my prayers. Right? Because I'm praying to find God in the crisis. But in the moment of crisis, what happens? I only have my perspective. I don't have God's perspective. I only have my own. So how do we prevent unbelief from creeping in to my prayers? Or here's another question. How do we gain God's understanding about the situation at hand? Well, I think you guys already hinted toward that, right? Maybe I should be quiet and listen, right? So, we're given a hint in Psalms 100, verse 4. Now, it says that we are not to enter his gates with prayer, but we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving, right? Or a song of thanksgiving. I got to bring a song. I got to come to church with my song already on the inside, ready to give it to him with thanksgiving, right? And so if I confess his promises that they are true in my life, then I'm actually bringing a song of thanksgiving, right? When I was praying Psalms 91 and 92, that's what I was doing. I was bringing something to him. So, as we approach prayer today, we're going to look at four components. We're going to look at thanksgiving, stillness, rest, and scripture. And after we've used these components in discerning his voice, we're going to ask the Lord questions, and we're going to listen for answers. All right? So, I think my wife, can you go back a slide? All right. So, the first slide is thanksgiving. The scripture says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us whisper to him with psalms.
Shout.
What's wrong with whispering? I like to whisper. No, it says that we are to shout joyfully, not sadly, joyfully, right? So at all times, I'm supposed to come to him with thanksgiving. So when I come before the Lord, I can say, thank you that you are with me in this. Whatever the circumstances that you're going through, I thank you that you're with me in this, right? I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know that you're with me. And because you said you would be with me, that's enough. I don't necessarily need to feel your presence, though that's good. But based on your word, that's good enough for me. So, Lord, I praise you and I worship you and I thank you. So once I come into his presence and I acknowledge that he's with me, that he's for me, and that he's going to work on my behalf in this situation, then I can be still. Then I can rest. Then I can listen to what he's trying to say. Now, stillness, when you talk about it, it's not simply getting somewhere quiet, even though that's a good thing, right? You want to get someplace quiet, but sometimes you don't have a choice. But sometimes the noise that we hear is not simply external. Maybe the bigger sounding noise is internal. It's in my head, right? It's in my heart. I can't quiet my thoughts. I can't quiet my emotions. But yet Scripture says I'm to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I'm saying, you are going to submit to me. Not me submit to my thoughts. Not me submit to my emotions. And so, as you look at it, if God tells us that we have to do this, it's because he grants us the ability to do it. He even says in Psalms 46, verse 10, surrender your anxiety. Be still and realize that I am God. If I hang on to my anxiety, I cannot realize that he is God. I cannot be still. It's a choice I make. And so if I jump into prayer right away, the head noise I've got going on gets converted into a prayer. You ever prayed and you find that all you're doing is processing out loud? You're not really praying what God is saying. You're just praying what you're thinking about. So, and if I do this, what happens is I'm praying in my own strength. And if I pray in my own strength, I carry the weight and I carry the panic of the circumstances at hand. So I'm not quite ready to find God in this process. I'm not quite ready to hear God in the process. So what happens when we as sheep know his voice and don't listen to the one who's trying to help us? Right? We're sheep. God calls us sheep. It's not a compliment. Okay? He's a good shepherd, but it's not a compliment when he calls us sheep. He's trying to give us a realistic picture that we are desperately in need of him. And to show you a little example, we have a video for that, and Daniel's going to cue that up. All right? It's very short, so pay attention. This is when you need help and you don't exactly take it. You're just going to refuse it. He should have waited for help. That's what happens when you don't listen. You don't wait long enough to find out what you're supposed to do to the one who's trying to help you. Right? Okay. Just remember that video, okay? That when you are too much of in a hurry, you're being impatient, that's what you're doing. Getting stuck in the very same place you were before, just a little bit further down the road. All right? Okay. So once I am still and I'm listening, then I can choose to dwell there in his presence, and I can find rest, and I can find peace. Now, we're told in Psalms 91, in a different translation, it says the following: He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest. Does it say he who visits from time to time? He who once a month for a minute or two hangs out right there? If it means to dwell, it means it takes time. It has to be on a regular basis, right? You want to go to that secret place. And that when you're there, you remain secure and you find rest. And it says, in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. So your enemy can't withstand that place. So if you go there often and stay there, you're secure and restful. Then in Colossians 3:15, it says, let the peace of Christ be the controlling factor in your hearts. Let the peace of Christ be the controlling factor in your hearts. Right? There's more to it if you read that scripture there. Now, once you've done those things so far, then you can move on to scripture, right? Because basically this, what is prayer? Prayer in its simplest form is, communication. But see, communication, that's very general. We need to be a little bit more specific. It's finding out what God wants to do. Find out what he wants to do and then ask him to do it. Because again, communication be I'm talking, but it also means I'm supposed to be listening. So I got to find out what he wants to do. And then tell him to do it. Ask him to do it. Say, God, okay, I'm going to jump on board. I'm going to listen to you. And the one way that we can ask him to do it is by looking at his word. If we fix our hearts on reading his word, meditating on his word, we'll understand a little bit more about what he wants. And if we were to look at 1 John 5, it says the following: since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before him. Where does this confidence come from? Where does this boldness come from? It says this: for if we ask anything agreeable to his will. You see, I need to know what his will is first, and then I have to come in agreement with it. So if I'm asking for something that's already in agreement with his will, so if someone says, you know, I would really like to see if this particular person gets saved, am I asking for something in God's will? Yes, I am. So I can have confidence in asking for that particular prayer request. I can have boldness in that. And then he goes on to say this, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we also know that we have obtained the request we ask of him. That's past tense. We have obtained. We have obtained that. All right. So then, how then do we pray what's on God's heart? Well, I mentioned those steps, and I'm going to put them all together for you. To see your prayers answered, number one, you enter God's presence with thanksgiving and worship. That's what you and I were doing this morning with the worship team. We were entering with thanksgiving. We were entering with worship, right? We sang a song about waiting here, waiting on the Lord. We sang a song about God be glorified. How is he glorified? One of the things that you all mentioned that prevents us from hearing his voice is when it's our agenda versus his. So if I submit to his agenda versus my own, I'm glorifying him, right? So, and then it says we are to rest in the secret place. And you can see that. If you spend some time just dwelling on Psalms 91, verse 1, or even the rest of it. And as Judy mentioned earlier in communion, she prayed Psalm 91 over us as we were dealing with COVID a year ago. And the next thing we do is, after we're meditating on his word, like Psalms 91, we can ask this Lord this one question. What is it that you want to say or that you want to do in this situation? So it's no longer my agenda, it's his agenda. What do you want to say? What do you want to do? And then as you're listening and you're waiting on the Lord, he's going to direct you with his answer. He's going to direct you with his answer. So after you go through all these steps that I just talked about, you can write on a piece of paper the prayer that you're going to pray. Because you know what? I go back in my journal and I look at the prayers I've written out. It's amazing how they still have an impact in my life. And you can do the same. So this morning, when you write out a prayer, here's what you're doing. You are declaring from the faith that's rising up. Because you've heard the Lord, the faith is rising up, right? And then as you pray out that prayer, you're not saying a wimpy prayer. You're declaring it with boldness and with confidence because you know in your inner knower that it's coming from God and not just from you. So this morning, we're going to practice these steps. Okay? Now, you've been given a piece of paper and a pen. And you're going to partner up with somebody, and you're not going to tell each other what your prayer request is. And it'd be even best if the spouses don't partner up just because it's too easy to know that person too well, right? But partner up with somebody, and you're going to go through these steps. And we're going to take the next 10 minutes to do this, all right? So we're going to look at quietly for about a minute, just whisper to the Lord any form of thanksgiving or worship. You can even just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So take a minute and do that, and then we'll move on to step two and so forth. All right? Go. Did you pair up? Pair up with somebody first. Find somebody you can connect with. And just, again, do not say anything as far as a prayer request. You are just going to, all right, has everybody found somebody? Yes.